producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Top of the hour to you, 7 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen as we go through some of the conversational tidbits of the day. The morsels we can chew on mentally and emotionally and spiritually. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Senator Pat Roberts is a Kansas senator who's on my bad list and your bad list. If you don't know who he is and you don't know why he's on the bad list, after I tell you what I have been talking about for the past, three or four days this time around, 7 months of focus on this, because the DARK Act began last summer. The DARK Act is in the Senate today. The DARK Act. DARK stands for Denying Americans the Right to Know. Denying Americans the right to know what? Denying you the right to know what you're getting in your mouth when you buy food at the store. The bill would prevent every state in the union from requiring labeling of genetically engineered or so-called GMO foods, genetically modified organisms, the foods that many people do not want to eat. It is their choice not to eat them. It is your choice not to eat them or to eat them as you will. This is not a judgment about whether you make the right decision or the wrong decision, but the fact that you can make a decision. And under this circumstance, the American people, if these people in the Senate did as the House did, play right into the hands, of the people, the corrupt Monsanto bunch that are trying to stop state laws that require labeling from going into effect. The Vermont law already in effect, it would get yanked under this. This is pure and simple, the most outrageous example this year and for many years of the corruption that has been brought about by the influence of big money on election campaigns. You can, whether you like Antonin Scalia or you didn't, you can thank him and four other members of the Supreme Court who allowed, first of all, the Citizens United bill to pass or to be rubber stamped by the Senate, and then, I'm sorry, by the Supreme Court, and then the other actions that came about a couple of years ago, which basically opened the floodgates of money. I always love listening to some of these phony balonies on the radio who are saying, it's a freedom of speech issue. Okay, where's your freedom here? You have none if this bill is enacted. And this ought to be on everybody's plate, if you'll pardon the pun, for the next 24 hours. Stop the Senate from passing. Now, I don't know that, I don't think, but I don't know for sure whether President Obama would sign this or not. My sense is that he wouldn't, but I don't, you know, it depends on what kind of deals can be made. If he can get the right, there's so much volatile stuff floating around now. If Obama could get the right nominee through the Senate to be confirmed for the Supreme Court, he might roll over and sign this bill. He doesn't care. He's not up for election anymore. And then Mrs. Clinton can say, well, we have to continue the reign of Obama. We have to keep all the good things. This bill is horrendous. as bad as the Trans-Pacific Partnership is for the American family farmer and for you and your choices of food. Put politics aside, because this really isn't about politics. This is about corruption, but that's not even number one. This is about your ability to choose in the store, even what you grow, if you have a garden or whatever it is. This is really, really bad. And you know that every once in a while, some people think, oh, there's Doug going off again. If you could discount all of the things before that you ever heard me say that you didn't agree with, if you investigate this, 95% of you who have more than a pea for a brain would say, this is not workable. This is not American. This is not freedom. This is a damnable outrage. Here's Adam Gerard, who's on YouTube, and he was on some other social media outlets, helping spread the word that the bill now has gone to the U.S. Senate.
Senator Pat Roberts is taking over where other legislators have left off. He's busy trying to push the DARC Act, a piece of legislation that would halt states from implementing mandatory GMO labeling on the people with brute force. For some reason, they keep saying that, oh, we can't label this because it would cost too much money. But I've brought up time and time again that there's a bunch of products like Heineken will come out with, you know, special bottles each, you know, during the period of the year. They might come out with something where they recognize cities around the world, London, San Francisco, New York, whatever, you know, places in Mexico or places in Canada, you know, there's tons of soda companies that come out with the, you know, the winter cans, the Christmas cans and things like that. So they're constantly changing labels, but they're somehow saying that, oh, they can't afford to label this stuff. No, they don't want us to know what's in it. Now, this article reads, Representative Mike Pompeo and G.K. Butterfield first introduced the federal legislation, which was essentially drafted and developed by major food conglomerates, as well as biotech companies like Monsanto. Now, Roberts is trying to push it through again after it was narrowly defeated in a recent public spending bill. Just days ago, Senator Roberts, chair of the Agricultural Committee, introduced a new bill to take away your rights. It's being called the DARC Act on steroids. The bill would preempt Vermont's and all the other states' mandatory GMO labeling laws forever and put voluntary labeling under the jurisdiction of the USDA. Now, we know the USDA and Monsanto, they're trading partners. If you work for the USDA, you're probably going to work for Monsanto at some point. Or if you work for Monsanto, you're going to end up working for the USDA. It's, you know, it's a total conflict of interest.
And that's what it is. He's hit the nail on the head. 888-302-3684. The information that comes through via social media, there are a lot of things people can say, oh, that's not the most important thing today. Believe me, this is the most important thing today. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. All of this stuff should be shared on everybody's Facebook page, Twitter, any social media at all. Ought to be carrying this conversation, as we will continue the conversation in a moment. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy.
One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage bacon and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 17 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're discussing, or I'm discussing, hopefully you're listening, to a discussion of the DARK Act, which has a hearing today in the Senate. Here's another $3 bill from the current administration. Former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, who's now the Secretary of Agriculture, thinks that the law in Vermont, which would do what is friendly to most of you who want to be able to make intelligent food choices, those of you who are locavores, he says that the Vermont bill leads to chaos.
We're working with the industry to try to resolve the dilemma that we're facing in the very, very near future with the implementation of the Vermont law. That is going to create chaotic circumstance and situation. It requires some kind of adjustment and some kind of national approach to this, so we don't have 50 different state efforts and we don't have individual companies like Campbell's making the decision that we're going to go ahead and do what we want to do. We want some standardization of this. So I don't want to be cute about this, but I think that what the FDA has resolved is fine, but the reality is we're confronted with this circumstance that could create real chaos in the market. We need to get this thing fixed.
Really? Chaos in the market? Okay, you heard what Adam Girard said about what really is behind all of this. It's, if you're of a mind to take some action, you can go online to senate.gov, or you can call the Senate office at 202-224-3121 and send a message to your senator. You are a constituent of his. You can urge him or her to vote against the bill, the DARK Act, that would prevent you from getting what you want to know about food. This has been going on. The cool labeling things, the same country of origin, that was dumped. It's all the same thing. It's all a conspiracy by the big food companies and their supporting company, the Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, ADM, Cargill, all the super huge conglomerates that have taken over the food industry for the most part. And so under this bill, you don't know anything about anything, and you won't know anything about anything. Vilsack, who has not proven to be a friend of the farmers, a big, huge industrial farmers, yeah. Look at the bill that survived, the way the big, huge conglomerates are getting millions of dollars a year tax money in aid, while the small family farmers are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. They're going out of business left and right because of this sort of thing. The bigger the source of the companies that come up with the food supply, the more danger there is to you and your good health and your choices. It's about choices. That's it. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Jonathan Levine is the Chief Technology Officer for Intermedia, which is a provider of business applications in the cloud. He has a lot of experience in information technology, cloud operations, data. There I am.
Data.
What am I doing with my New England thing?
I don't know. It's coming out today.
It is, yeah. All right, anyway, let's get to what we need to know about the cloud. I actually, Jonathan, I'm close to this because I just had a discussion with my Verizon representative about whether I should pay to have cloud protection on all of my devices here. Should I?
Well, I think you do need protection, Doug. There are a lot of security threats, and the same technology that makes it easy for us to get access to all the information that we want, the internet, is making it easy for criminals to get access to us.
Mm-hmm. So more and more, this idea of protection has more merit than it used to before we had so many crooks and hackers around.
Well, I think, you know, we always had the need for protection. I think we easily forget that computers are physical devices and they're subject to physical damage. And when they break, it can be difficult or even impossible to get the data off of them.
Right, so, the hard drive is corrupted, something like that happens. That's actually happened to me. I lost everything once because, I don't know, somehow or other, the soft and the remember the days of floppy disks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jonathan, explain the difference between a local backup and a cloud backup and why a cloud backup is good.
Well, a local backup is just what it says, and it's a external hard drive typically, or an external tape drive that's usually in your office. And those are okay, and those will protect you against a lot of things, but they typically won't protect you against physical damage to the office. So if you have a, you know, we don't like to think about things like this, but if you have a fire or a flood that destroys your office, it'll destroy your backup too.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem with local backup is that it's something that you own and you have to take care of, and it can fill up, just like a computer's hard drive can fill up, the backup device can fill up. It's something for you to think about and maintain.
All right. So
backup.
Go ahead. Finish that.
Yeah, so cloud backup is run by companies like Intermedia, like mine, that, you know, we take care of making sure that there's enough storage around for you to back up to.
Mm-hmm.
And then your backup is backed up.
Yeah, that was what you're going to ask. Who's backing you up? Yeah.
But no, all of these data farms, Doug, they will have a backup. So let's say the data farm is in Pennsylvania. There's another one in Colorado that backs it up.
So what happens if you don't have anything backed up? Is it completely gonzo no matter what, or are there ways, do you have your ways of finding things? And maybe we play this into what's going on with Apple and the FBI at the moment. They can't get at the data. There apparently isn't any other way to get it, otherwise they'd have long since done it, right?
That's right. And, you know, with physical damage, sometimes you can take the device to a specialist, and at great expense and after a long time, they might be able to get the data off of it.
All right. So if you are in a company or in a personal circumstance, if your company may somehow or other drop out of commission for days, maybe weeks, you need the backup, you might want to go to their website. Jonathan's company is Intermedia. You go to intermedia.net to see how you can play in their pool. Jonathan Levine, thank you for being here explaining things that many of us didn't know.
The origins of treating seed go back to an accident that happened nearly 350 years ago. The story today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
An old radio show called The Cavalcade of America reenacted moments in American history. The show's sponsor, DuPont, always had a short promotional message, and I recently heard a 1940 episode where it mentioned this.
About the year 1670, a sailing vessel loaded with wheat was wrecked near Bristol, England. Farmers living along the coast salvaged some of the grain from the wreck. But since the seawater had spoiled it for flour, they planted it for seed. They noticed that the wheat grown from this seed was fairly free from disease, while crops grown from ordinary seed were not nearly as healthy. The news spread, and for about 100 years, it was common practice to...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Discussing the events of the day, the top topics, if you will. How do you feel about some of these things? Let me bring you around into something that some say is a bombshell coming from Mitt Romney, who ran for the presidency, as you may recall, wanted to go to Washington 4 years ago. It didn't quite make it. Too bad, because he would have been, I think, pretty good president. So why isn't he running now? Eh, he doesn't want to. His wife doesn't want him to. His kids don't want him. Whatever. Anyway, he says, by the way, Donald Trump endorsed Mitt Romney in 2012. He says Trump, not saying this, Romney saying he thinks there's a bombshell hiding in Donald Trump's tax returns.
Frankly, I'd like to see a number of things from the candidates, not just their positions on issues in some detail. And some candidates are more thorough in laying out what they're going to do than others. But I'd also like to see their back taxes. This will give us a real sense of whether these people are on the up and up and whether they've been telling us things about themselves that are true or not. So, I think we have good reason to believe that there's a bombshell in Donald Trump's taxes. I think there's something there. Either he's not anywhere near as wealthy as he says he is, or he hasn't been paying the kind of taxes we would expect him to pay, or perhaps he hasn't been giving money to the vets or to the disabled like he's been telling us he's been doing. And I think that's the reason that I think that there's a bombshell in there is because every time he's asked about his taxes, he dodges and delays and says, well, we're working on it. Frankly, the voters have a right to see those tax returns before they decide who our nominee ought to be.
That would lead me to believe that Mitt Romney doesn't think Donald Trump ought to be the nominee. Would you take that away from that? What do you feel about tax returns? Putting Donald Trump aside, knowing what there is, getting into the heart and soul, into the guts of who somebody is? Do you think that that's necessary? Would it change your opinion of him or anybody, whether it's Marco Rubio? See, I think this thing can be turned around if Mitt Romney, who's not a mean-spirited guy, and I think that was his problem in part when he was running against, Obama. He's a mild-mannered guy. He was the principal of Massachusetts. He was the governor of Massachusetts for a couple of terms. I'm a person who lives in Massachusetts most of the year, and I think he did a good job. I tend to be more Republican than Democrat, even though I'm not aligned with any party. Haven't been since the Republicans went the way of the wind, 8-10 years ago. But I have sympathy for fiscal conservatism, which is what I think the most important issue is here. Who's going to protect the money that we work hard for and keep it from being wasted? That's my number one issue. I'm concerned about a lot of the other things that are on the top of the plate, too, that lead us to what I think is a more fundamentally solid future. Anyway, does Marco Rubio bring that about? Nah. Ted Cruz, does he bring it about? Nah. And it may not be, Romney risks the ire of those who don't really care about stuff like that. There has been, he's almost bulletproof. Trump is almost, no matter what people bring up about him, you've seen him at his best and you've seen him at his worst. And it doesn't seem to stop people. As a matter of fact, it seems that the more people learn about him or have exposure to him or see him around, the more they like him. Is there a coincidence that Mitt Romney brings this up just for the Super Tuesday primary votes that are scheduled for next week? Does it change things? The overwhelming majority of Republicans who are in the main control group don't want Trump to be the presidential candidate. And you've heard that from the candidates themselves, the other candidates. The public is speaking. The Republican Party's not listening. So what's more important here? It's, I think, despicable, disgraceful how the Republican Party is ignoring the will of so many people who are getting out to vote for Trump, that didn't get out to vote for Romney. The turnout 4 years ago in the primaries wasn't that good because there wasn't a dynamic person running, and that's why he lost. Would he have been better than Obama? Absolutely. 10 times better. But he didn't get out the vote. Trump gets out the vote. So what about it? Is Rubio going to cruise in with, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz? Two of them get together to sort of form a tag team to try to cause Trump problems? And did they enlist the help of Mitt Romney to ask the question? It's becoming like child's play here, a little bit anyway, I think. At any rate, let's listen to political analyst Paul Singer focusing on Romney and the attack.
Well, that's a real head scratcher coming from Mitt Romney, who was attacked almost the exact same way by Harry Reid in the 2012 presidential campaign. Harry Reid sort of raising this specter that there was something wrong with Romney's taxes, which never turned out to be true. It appears that Romney is part of the sort of increasing movement amongst the sort of establishment Republicans to raise doubts about Donald Trump. There's a great deal of concern that Donald Trump will not only lose the White House for the Republicans if he's the nominee, but also damage up and down the ballot the Republican brand. So it's possible that Mitt Romney is just sort of carrying that kind of establishment message to really raise some doubts about Donald Trump. But it's really unusual coming from Mitt Romney. It's not where you'd expect it to come from.
No, not at all. I wouldn't have expected. I'm very surprised. Some of the comments on social media, facebook.com/good day, Twitter @good day. Lisa says, I remember that Romney wouldn't even discuss showing his tax returns. What hypocrisy. Chris writes, Mitt Romney ought to be the last person talking about anybody's tax returns. He did everything in his power not to provide a complete reporting of his. John writes, it'll be a bombshell, but will it matter? His fan base has shown that he's resistant to bombshells, speaking about Trump. Diana, after Trump has said and done all these totally outrageous things, including going full bore against the Pope and their hero, the Republicans' hero, with complete impunity, I doubt there's anything that will raise even an eyebrow for the faithful. The faithful would be Trump supporters. And while we're there, the focus of the conversation has been how strongly Trump won the Nevada caucus. Mike writes, it makes no difference what Trump is or how bad. He needs to punch both parties in the face and teach them to get their act together. John writes, this indicates the depth of citizens' anger at the political establishment. They don't like the insiders, and they're willing to vote for the likes of Donald. I think that's really what it is, frankly. John has come closer than anybody else, in my estimation, at least with what I see in the social media today, our social media, of being accurate. The depth of your anger at the political establishment, whether it be Republican or Democrat. And Bernie Sanders, by the way, is showing the same thing. And this isn't the first time you've heard that. You know that. Of course you do. You understand what's going on. Here's Lou Dobbs, who's been around on many of the business channels over his career, weighing in on Mitt Romney's attack.
We're a long ways from anyone wrapping up this nomination. But the establishment refuses to accept that Trump is dominating the field and outperforming the nominees who were the choices of the Republican establishment over the last couple of cycles. The establishment, in fact, has a lousy record, a losing record. You'd think they'd appreciate the help of Republican grassroots voters, wouldn't you? Instead, they're fighting those voters, resisting their preferred candidates in this year of the outsider. And there's no better measure of the elite's desperation than for them to send in Mitt Romney into the fray as their hatchet man. Romney, hatchet man. Doesn't sound right, does it? He was a poor presidential candidate in 2012, and he has certainly shown himself to be a lousy political hatchet man in 2016. Romney's done enough for the GOP. Doesn't it seem so to you?
What do you think, boys and girls? Pretty interesting food for thought, right? Speaking of that, in a moment, let's analyze what the CEO of Apple, Mr. Tim Cook, has said about his battle, his company's battle with the FBI. That's next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center Gear Card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
How long does your tax refund last? On average, Americans say their tax refunds are gone within 15 weeks. And those filing this year expect their refund to be gone in just 8 weeks if they decide to spend it. That's according to a tax time survey by Straight Talk Wireless. Instead of blowing your tax refund and having refund regrets, put your tax refund towards something special you can use every day, like Straight Talk Wireless service and a new phone. Because you're not just getting text, talk, and data for less, you're also giving yourself the gift of conversation, connection, and cost savings. That turns refund regrets into refund rewards. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get their unlimited plan for just $45 with access to the best phones on the best networks. And there's no contracts, credit checks, or mystery fees. Straight Talk phones and service plans are available exclusively at Walmart. For more ways to stretch your budget, visit StraightTalkSwitch.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Following suit here, by the way, it's 47 past the hour on Good Day. Following the interest in what Apple has said to the FBI, on ABC there was an interview, David Muir on the evening broadcast talked to the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, about whether this situation with the FBI is really a battle over privacy or something else.
To some people at home listening to this argument who understand where you're coming from, who might say this was a terrorist attack on U.S. soil, and that if ever there was a case that Apple would make some sort of exception, that this might be that moment. Do you really want to plant the flag on privacy and safety on Syed Farouk's iPhone?
I think safety of the public is incredibly important. Safety of our kids, safety of our families is very important. The protection of people's data is incredibly important. And so the trade-off here is we know that doing this could expose people to incredible vulnerabilities. This is not something that we would create. This would be bad for America. It would also set a precedent that I believe many people in America would be offended by. And so when you think about those which are knowns, compared to something that might be there, I believe we are making the right choice.
But in your quiet moments, do you have any concern that you might be able to prevent a terrorist attack by breaking into that phone?
David, some things are hard, and some things are right, and some things are both. This is one of those things.
Huh. Were you buying this or not? Yes, no, I'm buying it. Here's Ted Olson, who's an attorney for Apple, says the forcing of Apple to comply with the FBI order is what terrorism is all about. The terrorists want this to happen.
We do have a constitution in this country, and we have civil rights built into the constitution. The framers of our constitution quite seriously wanted the American people liberty, privacy protected by the constitution. It's awful when someone will say that someone should be ashamed for standing up for the rights that are embedded in the Constitution. The terrorists want us to lose those rights. They want us to change our system and to have it be a different system where we're not protected in that way. When Apple stands up for the constitutional rights of itself and people who have trusted it, by buying iPhones that have encryption systems embedded in them, Apple is doing something that may be courageous, but we have to bear in mind that the system that America has given to us is so valuable we must protect it.
All right, now, along that line, Daesh has threatened Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey. Zuckerberg runs Facebook. Dorsey runs Twitter. There's a video that's out that shows the two of them riddled with bullet holes. The video hitting back at these two for driving terrorists off their sites. 25-minute clip posted online by a Daesh group on Wednesday, makes direct threats both to Zuckerberg and Dorsey, claiming that Daesh controls more than 10,000 Facebook accounts, 5,000 Twitter profiles, 150 Facebook groups. So, do they need to be worried? I don't know. You know, there are a lot of nuts out there. Look at what's happened here and there with these people behind the scenes. So, this is really something. 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Stephens Good Day program. Welcoming Dr. Jack Stockwell to the program, who is a Nooka chiropractor. He has good advice. I've been taking his advice for years. Runs a website called The Forbidden Doctor, where you can get your own advice. Every week, he and his wife Mary, who's a medical practitioner as well, put together this advice, this information, 60 some odd episodes strong. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com to get the information. What do you have going this week?
The one thing you need to do following a heart attack to make sure it does not
aspirin
happen.
No? Well, you're not going to tell us.
Well, no. Well, the major cause of heart attacks is not the clogged artery in the heart. Mm-hmm. The major cause is an imbalance inside the autonomic nervous system between speeding things up and slowing things down. The major heart attack is just a muscle cramp. The myometrium, the main muscle of the heart, actually goes into a cramp, and it won't come out of it, just like a Charlie horse. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, because the majority of people who die of heart attacks on autopsy, when they do it, there's no clot in the heart anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so why does this happen? Well, that's what I talk about in the podcast and what you can do to make sure you can avoid it and to make sure it doesn't happen again if you do survive the first one.
All right, so what do you think of the theory that came out this week aimed at those who are worried about Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing, that it may be connected to aspirin, especially if you're over the age of 75 and you're taking aspirin? Did you and I talk about this the other day?
Yeah, we talked about about that the other day. Aspirin's a poison. Mm. Anything that's not in a general food category that was made by Mother Nature, the way it came from the earth, is going to affect the body negatively to some degree or another.
Mm-hmm.
We're made of the earth. We're designed to eat from the earth. And anytime we start putting things into the body, now I understand, there are times when you have to do something. The pain's so bad, you've got to do something. I appreciate that. I mean, I've done that myself.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, aspirin causes hemorrhaging. Aspirin thins the blood. And a good percentage of strokes, of cerebral strokes in the brain, are caused by hemorrhaging, not a clot. A clot is the majority of the problem. That's true.
Yeah.
But there's a significant percentage of strokes that are caused by hemorrhages.
Mm. All right, so word to the wise. By the way, are you still running that survey? You filled in for Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the weekend Good Day Health program, and we had people doing surveys. Do you still want to have people
do that? Yeah, the survey, it's a health scan. It's a series of questions.
Everybody. If you're concerned about your health, listen to what Jack's offering.
Yeah, I still offer this for free right now. It's normally $150 because it takes 2 to 3 hours for my staff, to be able to go through this and prepare it for me to review it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just go to forbiddendoctor.com/survey. And there's over 100 questions that will really catalog where the main deficiencies in your body might be. And then I'll make some suggestions for you to follow.
All right, you want to take the survey free?
Yes.
Go to forbiddendoctor.com/survey.
That's it.
And have Jack evaluate what's going on in your body. That's forbiddendoctor.com/surgery to get
survey.
Jack's, I'm sorry, survey. Let me do it. What did I say? Surgery? Okay, ding, 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 ding. It's forbiddendoctor.com/survey to have Jack give you this $150 product without cost. Find out what's going on in your body.
For free, yeah.
Okay, let's get to the Zika virus with sort of an update on this. This is more of the same hysteria we've had going on. I'm trying to calm people down. But the thing that does intrigue me and a lot of other people is whether or not Monsanto is up to their Mickey in this. And here's the bottom line here.
Yeah, I got it.
It's genetically modified damaged larvae. They're trying to knock out the larvae by changing the genetics, which I suppose in and of itself is okay, except nobody figured out it was going to get into the human system as well as the mosquito system. So we're messing with Mother Nature. Isn't there something natural to fix this, Jack?
Well, this is going to be kind of shocking, but they need to go back to DDT.
You think?
Oh, the estimation now, and I think it's a conservative estimation, over 100 million people have died since Rachel Carlson's book for malaria because they stopped using DDT.
Yeah, but how many people died because they were using DDT?
Well, that was all suppositional. They didn't really have all that good of science. It just caught on like a wildfire, and then all of a sudden everybody decided that DDT was a terrible thing. The fellow who came up with it got the Nobel Prize for its discovery back in the 1800s.
DDT.
Yes. Uh-huh. And that's what they need to start using again. I can remember my neighborhoods. Maybe you remember it.
Yeah.
And we were just fine. Nobody was sick back then.
You have just made yourself very politically incorrect.
Dr. Yes, I understand that.
Scarborough, take a survey. ForbiddenDoctor.com/survey.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.